Amen. All righty. Well, hey, how many guys have ever you watched something, right? And it literally made you sick to your stomach. Yeah. You ever do that? And don't say my sermons because that's not funny. I don't know why you raise your hand, but don't do that. Anyway, okay. But you still laughed. I said that's not funny. But anyway, that's right. But listen, maybe it was the day you watched this and it made you sick to your stomach. But watch this. This is.
If you think you're being healthy by eating a lot of skinless chicken breast, think again. In this 4 in the 4 special report, we're showing you why your favorite food could contain something you don't want to eat.
There's a lot of chicken on the market that are fed hormones. They're fed antibiotics, and they can grow faster to make them larger in size. And you got to really be careful what you're putting into your system.
Dr. Amy Wecker with Internal Medicine Associates couldn't agree more. She's picky about what goes into her chicken, too.
Personally, I'd rather have my chicken without arsenic.
You heard right. For years, the FDA has been allowing many commercial chicken producers to put a chemical in chicken feed called Roxarzone, also known as 3-nitro.
And the reason that they're fed that is because it helps enhance their growth, and it also gives the chicken meat its pink color, which people associate with health. But the truth is that the reason that it's pink, it's actually from burst blood vessels. Interestingly, this drug was banned for use in the European Union in 1999, but we're still using it here.
Dr. Wecker says in general, it's good to remember an age-old phrase, you are what you eat.
As I tell my patients all the time, if you eat poison, then you shouldn't be surprised when you find yourself to be poisoned. We know that arsenic poisoning leads to a variety of different kinds of cancer.
Good thing we don't see any signs of cancer spreading all over the place. Wow. And you wonder why I've been calling it foul meat. Hello. Isn't this crazy? These guys are sick. What they're up to, arsenic. Man, just chalk that up. Now, if that didn't make you sick to your stomach, okay, wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear, it's on tape, how many people these global elites say are going to die on a global basis from the pandemic death shots. Not only that, here's a new development. You're going to hear on tape why they think that's a good thing. Watch this, all on tape. This is sick.
A lot of people have died already. A lot of people are hurt already with this whole thing. Tell me about the impact so far, and is it going to get worse with these CV-19 injections?
Yeah, well, listen, yes, it's going to get much worse. You know, the fact is that when you inject mRNA into a human being, which is what the current manipulations are, that mRNA makes the human body produce a scheduled toxin.
Could you just give me an idea, ballpark, how many millions do you think will die and what's the time window? Just a ballpark.
Well, by their own estimate, they're looking for 700 million people globally, and that would put the U.S. Participation in that certainly is a pro rata of injected population somewhere between 75 and 100 million people.
That's in the USA or that's the world?
No, that's in the United States, somewhere between 75 million and 100 million people.
And what's the time frame that they'll die in?
Well, there's a lot of economic reasons why people hope that it's between now and 2028, not the least of their concerns is that by 2028, we have a tiny little glitch on the horizon, which is the illiquidity of the Social Security and Medicaid programs. So the fewer people who are recipients of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, the better. Not surprisingly, it's probably one of the motivations that led to the recommendation that people over the age of 65 were the first ones getting injected.
It makes you sick to your stomach. Just gets worse as you go. By the way, if you don't know who that was being interviewed, that was Dr. David Martin. No fly-by-night guy. He's on the front lines, blowing the whistle on that. And he's also filed lawsuits against the U.S. government and the medical companies behind the death shot. And he states in simple terms, quote, the shots are bioweapons that Big Pharma and the U.S. government knew, and they also knew that it would cause massive deaths and permanent injuries. By the way, an estimated 700 million people across the planet, for those of you hooked on math, that is 116 times the amount of people that Hitler killed, the Jewish people. And this is why, folks, the last 14 times we've been dealing with this guy, Klaus Schwab. Because a lot of this mass, mega, murderous global behavior comes from him and his people, including in the U.S., that he's brought in, including the Biden administration. A large chunk is that. And the reason why we're dealing with this is because I'm convinced everything that they're promoting across the world is what the Bible warned about 2,000 years ago. It's called the rise of the Antichrist kingdom. Every element of the Antichrist kingdom they want to bring in, right? A one-world government, a one-world economy, a cashless society, biometrically tying people into it, shocker, with the hand or the forehead, what's that? And a new global religion. It's all the same thing, right? And so that's why we're dealing with it. And it's not a surprise because he grew up in Hitler's world. That's his dad, Eugene, right? Buddies with the Nazis, model company, won awards, all that crazy stuff. This was Klaus's world. And so in a nutshell, what he's doing is taking what Hitler did and only made it as far as Germany, and now he's bringing it to the whole planet. And it should be called the Rise of the Fourth Reich, but that's too obvious. So he just calls it the Fourth Industrial Revolution or the Great Reset. And what did he admit? That's right. It's all on purpose. They need a crisis to create a new global regime. The pandemic, he says, plandemic, represents a rare but narrow opportunity to what? Reflect, reimagine, and reset what? The world. It was all a ruse. All of it was a ruse. Now, we've been taking a look at that evidence. Of course, certainly the current Holocaust, as you just saw again, what they're estimating, the people, they want them to die. Why? Because they have a murderous motive. You and I, if we're not part of the regime, we're just useless eaters, which came straight out of Hitler's Germany, useless people. They're also controlling the food supply. Why? Because they're using that to murder people and or make them dumb and docile so you don't resist what they're doing. And they're using genetics in the food supply, trying to get you genetically altered, clean meat, co-op. You thought the arsenic was bad? They're putting mRNA in the livestock and the plants and all that stuff as well. These guys are sick. They admit it's going to lead to a genetic altering apocalypse, but they're still doing it anyway. And then it's not just plants and animals and insects. It's what? It's leading to an apocalypse of humans. They're altering people against their will genetically. This is Hitler's eugenics program on steroids, folks. That's all it is, on a global basis. Then we saw, if that wasn't bad enough, they're mixing and matching us with animals, a chimeric scenario. They're cloning us, copying us for some sicko nefarious reasons. Then we dealt with, if that wasn't bad enough, they want to create a Borg, a cyborg humanity. They want to create us and know our thoughts and everything we do or don't do and make us into mindless remote control robots. And then they're doing genetic super soldiers, you know, in case you and I try to resist them, have fun trying to beat a real life Captain America that works for them. And then last time we saw, it's called the transhumanist pipe dreams. This is where this is coming from, folks. These guys literally believe that they're going to, and it's their duties as the elites, that is their duty to bring in this new religion on the planet called transhumanism, where they, with science and technology, it's their duty to help us transcend our human limitations and modify us into something non-human. And again, they got plans for it. This is not some guys that have no ability to pull it off. They're in every sector of society. The billionaires, the moguls, the science and technology, the government, the political power, it's all over the place. Okay, and they're all working with Schwab and the gang, okay? And of course, you can't say, hey, we're going to turn you into a bunch of non-humans as part of our new religion called trans. No, people would freak out. So they pitched it, we saw last time, as giving us something wonderful, right? The three supers, right? And the first thing they say, hey, we'll give you super well-being. And what they're talking about, hey, if you would just let us genetically modify you, then you'll never get sick again, and you'll have super abilities, just like a superhero, including super good looks, as we saw. Believe it or not, that's how they're pitching it. The second thing was super intelligence. They said, hey, we can crank up the IQ up to over 1,000. Wouldn't that be amazing, right? Genius level today is like 160. They said over 1,000. Wow, wouldn't that be awesome? And then finally, the other big lie is we're going to have super longevity. You don't need Jesus. I mean, aren't you tired of going to church services and you got to read that Bible again? Come on, man. Isn't that getting old? You could have your own immortality without God, without Jesus. There's no cross. There's no sin. There's no hell. If you would let us genetically modify us, you could just live forever. And that's part of their pipe dream. And we saw that, yeah, the Bible does describe a place that you live forever without God. It's called hell. Hello. Okay. But these guys, it doesn't stop them. They're still pushing this, and people are buying into it. It's crazy, okay? And speaking of crazy, they're in for a rude awakening. Try it as you might, whatever you got. I don't care what your plans are. Here's the plans that God has for you, every one of us. Job 14:5, you, God, have decided the length of our lives. You, God, know how many months we will live, and we are not given a minute longer. You were born on time. You're going to die on time. I don't care what so-called plan you got. It's going to fail. And the moment you take your last breath here, you're not in some transhumanist plan, wonderful utopia. You're going to be standing before God and you're going to go straight into hell. Oh. But that's what you said you wanted, without God forever. That's sick. They're listening to Satan, okay? Now, if you don't believe that they're doing that, let me just real quick. The other lie is not just we're going to have a, you know, live forever existence, our own immortality without God, without Jesus and the Bible. They literally believe that they're gods now, right? Which is the other lie that caused the fall of Satan and the fall of man, Genesis 3. Remember, you'll be like God. But again, here is Yuval Noah Harari. This is the science advisor for the World Economic Forum and all these guys, including Klaus. And he freely admits on tape, he says it all the time, with science and technology, we will become gods, right? It's the lie of Satan. Watch this on tape.
You don't have any answer in the Bible what to do when humans are no longer useful to the economy. You need completely new ideologies, completely new religions, and they are likely to emerge from Silicon Valley. Everything that the old religions promised, happiness and justice and even eternal life, but here on earth with the help of technology and not after death with the help of some supernatural being. I'm quite confident that we will gain a lot more power in the coming century, which will solve many of the problems that now bother us. So, what will become of us? I think that we will become gods. We will acquire divine powers of creation and destruction, but we will be dissatisfied gods.
The understatement of the year, you're not just going to be dissatisfied. You'll never become God, because God is very plain in the scripture. He's not sharing room with nobody. He's the one and only God. I didn't say he says it over and over again in the scripture. Deuteronomy 4:35. You were shown these things so that you might know that their Lord is God. What? Besides him, there is what? There is no other. Deuteronomy 4:39. Acknowledge and take to heart this day that the Lord is God in heaven above and on earth below. What? There is no other. 1 Kings 8:60. So that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God and there is no other. Anybody seeing a pattern here yet? Okay, a couple more. Isaiah 44:8. God speaking, did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? No, there is no other rock. I know not one. Isaiah 45:5. I am the Lord and there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. These guys are in for rude awakening, not just seeing they're going to somehow cheat death, but you're never going to be God. And you're going to stand before God. And you're going to be sent to hell because you rejected his forgiveness of sin through his son, Jesus Christ. And you listen to the lie of Satan. This is at the heart of the transhumanist plans that they're trying to bring across the whole planet. And it isn't just the plans, right? That brings us to the methods, right? These guys, they mock God. They mock the scripture. They mock Jesus Christ. They think that they're gods now with science and technology, okay? And they say, well, we're still moving forward. And they're confident that they don't just have plans. They have methods to pull it off. To live forever. We don't need God. We don't need Jesus. There is no hell and all that stuff. We're going to live forever without him, with our godlike abilities, okay? And again, it isn't just for them. It's to what? For those that survive the culling of the planet. They want to take out 90%. We saw that many different times. You get to be genetically modified to be a servant for them. I mean, after all, they're the elites. To use a historical vernacular, they're the kings. We're the peasants. Peasants serve the royalty. This is their mentality, and this is their new utopia for the planet. Doesn't that sound great? Yeah. But let's take a look at those methods. But what you're going to see, these methods, is actually what God says is going to arrive on the scene when you're at the last stage of utter destruction. Unfortunately, I think we're in that last stage. Okay? But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God. Romans chapter 1, God tells us. And as we read through this, think of, unfortunately, our own country. And you tell me this is not only the slide in exact order to where we're at today, but when we get to that third and final stage of destruction, you tell me if not every single one of these things of that last day society is not characteristics of today. Not half of them, not three-fourths of them, but every single one. And then we're going to pop one out that I think has everything to do with this whole transhumanist movement with Klaus and the gang. But let's take a look. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. it talks about this. And here's what he says. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven. Why? Well, here you go. Against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who what? Suppress the truth. What have we seen even in the United States of America that's supposed to be the land of the free, the home of the brave, the First Amendment? What have we seen repeatedly still to this day? Suppressing the truth. We have never seen anything like this in the history of our country. And this is happening on a global basis. God predicted this 2,000 years ago. These wicked people are suppressing the truth. And we're starting to get used to it. But it's not right. But this is why God's wrath is being revealed. The truth is out there, but you're suppressing it, you wicked people, is what he's saying, right? And he says this, against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Why? Since what may be known about God is plain to them. Because God has made it plain to them. Well, how? How do I know that God's real? And what are they trying to suppress? Well, here it is. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal nature and power have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. Nobody's going to stand before God and say, God, you didn't give me enough evidence that you existed, and you can't send me to hell. Excuse me? The light of his creation, intelligent design, from the tree to the flea to the bee to you and me, everything. There's no way this happened by chance. So they suppress that. Why? And how? Evolution. Evolution came into our countries in the 50s and 60s. And we bought into this lie. And dare I say, the church rolled over and played dead on that. And now you reap what you sow. And then now when you try to share the contrary, that no, God's real. In fact, you want to talk science? Let's talk about intelligent design. That's science all day long, baby. They suppress it. Have fun getting that out. Right? And that's why he says you're not without excuse. It was all there. But these wicked people suppress the truth about God. And it goes on to say this. He says, then, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Listen, although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. We got 15 PhDs. And I was a graduate of a Harvard nerder. And me smartum, you dumbum, right? And he said, I don't care how many PhDs you got, which, by the way, stands for post-hole digger, in case you haven't figured that one out, right, in my book. With some of these guys. But what's it say there? You claim to be wise. Oh, we are smart. We're the elites. You guys are dum-dums, right? That's their mentality towards it. But he say, you became fools. Remember the video from last time? The guy, the elite.
You kill me, I'll kill you.
You fool. Your arrogance, right? You're a bunch of fools, right? And what? You exchange the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal men, birds, animals, and reptiles. You worship nature, right? Evolution, lie. I think we came from the goo to the zoo to me and you. Okay, so that happened, 50s and 60s. So what's going to happen? God's just going to say, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. No. Here's the sad news. Therefore, God what? Gave them over to the what? Sinful desires of their hearts to what? Sexual impurity for the degrading their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and they worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. That was the 50s and 60s. What did you have in the 60s? Flower power, free love, sex movement, all that kind of stuff began to take place. Did we turn away from that? 60s and 70s? No. So what came next? Exact order. Watch this. Because of this, now God gives them over to what? Shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men were also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. So we didn't turn around in the 60s and the 70s. So what do you get? What happened in the 80s and 90s? The homosexual, lesbian movement. And did we turn away from that? No. And so God says, here's what you're going to get at that last stage, because you didn't turn around. The church, when that first started happening, folks, the church spoke up. But very quickly, the church caved in. And you got so-called churches today that promote this. And the guy says, oh, you even have the audacity. Oh, you're done. You're at that last stage. Now, watch what he says. Tell me this is not us. Furthermore, since they didn't think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to what? Now you got a depraved mind. Listen, to do what ought not to be done. They become filled with every kind of wickedness and evil and greed and depravity. They're full of envy and murder and strife and deceit and malice. They're gossip, slanders, God haters. Lord willing, we'll get in that in the next couple studies. Insolent, arrogant, boastful. Listen, they invent ways of doing evil. What? They disobey their parents. They're senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but they also approve of those who practice them. You may be a seed. corrected if you can. But the Bible's very clear. You have the audacity to suppress the truth about God's existence, which is going on in schools with junk science and the lie of evolution and Hollywood and the media, and you keep suppressing that truth, and then you start going into sexual immorality, then you go into homosexuality and lesbian, and you still don't turn away. Every single one of those characteristics of a depraved mind is where we're at today. Every one of them. This is why. God's been patient. But listen, folks, it doesn't go on forever. You reap what you sow, right? And this is our world today, even in America. But I want to hone in on the phrase there. Amongst all the other things that are taking place, all of them, the slanders, the gossips, the God-haters, the arrogant, the boastful. Listen, it's the phrase there, invent new ways of doing evil. Now stop about that. Think about that. New ways of doing evil. Right. I mean, you're getting so wicked, so godless, that you can't just do the normal evil, the evil that's always been around. You got to come up with new ways to do evil. Listen, that is the transhumanist movement. These guys, with their technology, are inventing a whole new level of evil that we've never seen before. Except, dare I say, the days of Noah. But this is happening. They've invented new ways of doing evil. Let me share with you a couple of their methods. That's just crazy. Because, they don't need God. They don't need Jesus. Cross. Bible. What's Harari say? He calls the Bible what? Fake news. With our science and technology, we're going to live forever. And you know how we're going to do it? Here's our first method. We're going to do a head-to-head transfer. Oh, I wish I was making this up. But you're going to lose your head over what you're going to see in just a second here. This is crazy. Not coming already in the works. This is their pipe dream. This is a whole new level of evil. You're inventing with technology new ways of evil we've never seen before. Are you kidding me? But they literally believe here's how they're going to cheat death. They don't need God. They don't need Jesus. They're going to become their own gods now. And they're going to live forever. How? Because what we're going to do is just before we die, we're going to cut our head off and pop it on a new body. I'm not joking. Here's just one of the doctors ready to do just that on tape.
We have the technology in this century to redress a predicament that has been with us for 3 million years. I'm asking you, are you happy with your life, being born, aging, dying?
Italian professor Sergio Canavero believes he can do what no other surgeon can.
Death does not sit well with me.
This is a man who says he can make the crippled walk again. And more than that, pave the way to eternal life by transplanting a human head, offering hope to the paralyzed. And as you might imagine, there's a catch. First, he tells his patients, I'll have to remove your head.
How confident are you that it would work?
Absolutely confident.
100%.
100%.
He's alive!
A modern-day Frankenstein.
Victor Frankenstein had the same, mind. He wanted to bring life.
That's saying that you want to, in some ways, in many ways, play God.
Yes, we are playing God.
He admits it. You don't need God. You don't need Jesus. Come on. That's that's fake news. This is their plan. Again, not only suppress the truth, but let's pop out this phrase. The last stage of society, invent new ways of doing evil. Is this sick? I mean, you really think you're going to pop your head off and pop it into, oh, by the way, we've seen their track record, the rest of us. Do they care about us? No. Do you think they're going to have people just volunteer to have their head cut off and they get to use their body? If they were to have their way, I believe this is part of the reason why Christ is coming back to shut this evil down. This is a whole new invention of evil. But you know, folks, they're going to take whoever they want if they were allowed to get away with this. But this is their method. First method, evil, invent new ways of doing evil, head-to-head transfer. That's why they don't need God and Jesus. Total rebellion. It's ridiculous. Now, the next one, this is the big one, right, that they've been working on for years. And this is their other alternative, and it's just simply called the mind upload transfer, okay? And what they literally believe is, and I call this the backup plan, no pun intended, But they believe that they're going to be able to download the contents of the human brain and back it up. And then we'll do that before you die. Of course, they die. And then we're going to re-upload it into some other scenario. Computer, an avatar, a clone, something like that. Cyborg. And you'll be able to live forever. Won't that be great? This is their plan, folks. And it's on tape that they think they've got the technology, invent new ways of doing evil, to do just that, to cheat death. Watch this.
Death is the final and most permanent threat that we all face. However, some researchers believe that death should be treated as a disease that could be cured. Fortunately, there might be a way for us to achieve immortality through mind-uploading technology. Mind upload is the concept of digitizing all the information in the brain with the aim of uploading it into a computer simulation. According to the latest estimates, the brain is made up of 86 billion interconnected neurons, firing off different electrical signals all at once, creating what becomes our reality based on how these neurons interact. If we were able to capture all of this information and encode it somehow, then we would have a working model of a conscious brain, essentially creating a simulated brain on a computer. In 2016, Russian businessman Dmitry Itzkov launched the 2045 initiative, which aims to develop cybernetic immortality. His goal is to map the human brain and transfer consciousness into a computer, allowing people to live much longer. He says that uploaded consciousness will either live in a computer simulation or as a hologram, or be transplanted into a robotic body. His approach will start by creating an avatar in a computer simulation that will be controlled by a human brain using a brain-computer interface. The next step will be to transplant a human brain into such an avatar after death, heralding the dawn of a new era for humanity, as he puts it.
Also known as neo-humanity, augmented humanity, post-human species, or human 2.0. But this is their version of utopia. This is why they don't need Jesus. This is why they mock him and God and the Bible and all that stuff. Because they believe they've got the methods now with their science and technology. Again, suppress the truth, invent new ways of doing evil. Now, just so you know, they're not just serious about this. This is Ray Kurzweil, to quote from him, direct quote. He's a transhumanist. He's been working for Google for decades. Google's a part of this. He says, this mind upload, he said it's a conservative statement that we'll be able to look inside your brain, copy down every detail into a neural computer, create a copy that what takes place in your brain, and he says they believe they can do that by 2025. Invent new ways of doing evil. Now, you're in for a rude awakening. Because I don't doubt that they're at the point with technology that they can mimic the information of the human brain, turn that into zeros and ones, bits and bytes. But the rude awakening is this. There's one thing that you can't transfer. It's called a soul. That's right. And you're going to end up with some freaky, whacked out thing because you listen to Satan and not God. And then, not so surprisingly, guess who's out there trying to get this transhumanist pipe dream to be accepted by the masses? Hollywood. Have you paid attention at least the last 10 years? And they just keep coming out with another angle, another plot theory, but they keep coming out with these movies to get people to think, you don't need God, you don't need Jesus, that church stuff, cross thing, what are you talking about? That's old fake news. You could live forever if you could just download the contents of your brain. It will be awesome. Let me give you just a few examples of the movies out there promoting this transhumanist method, the mind upload. Watch this. This is nuts.
Will's body is dying, but his mind is a pattern of electrical signals. We can upload his consciousness. We can save him.
Not like this. Assuming that this works, if we miss anything, a thought, a childhood memory, how will you know who you're dealing with?
I'm here.
His vitals are dropping. We're losing him.
Do we really want to upload?
We could be together forever.
You're so amazing. Forever is just like so long.
Uploads that way, OR's the other way. What do you want to do?
Three, two, one.
upload. Hello, Nathan. 10 fingers and toes?
Pretty seamless.
This is the first day of the rest of your afterlife.
You're dead, man. What's up?
There's a guy I might like.
What's he do?
He's in computers.
You know you can walk on water whenever you want.
No way.
Now, as you slip away, do you feel immortal? We offer humanity's greatest minds more time to fulfill their potential. Designed to offer you the very best of the human experience.
It's alive.
An empty vessel.
If we do this, there's no turning back. Your old life is over.
What's that?
Something to stop your heart.
What?
It's something to stop your heart. How are you feeling?
How's that new body smell?
Jake, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Jake? Can a response normal? How you feeling, Jake?
Hey, guys. Welcome to your new body, Jake.
Good.
I'm gonna take this nice and easy, Jake.
And touch your thumb to your fingers?
Yeah.
Thumb to your fingers.
No problem.
That's good, I can see you can remember that one.
Got it.
This man is dead. Yet his neurological data is still accessible. We are going to take his biological brain, imprint it into that synthetic brain, replicate the human mind.
Who am I?
Sergeant, you've transitioned to a synthetic body. Try to relax. You're coming online. It'll take some time.
Who am I?
Sergeant. Try to relax.
Who am I?
Sergeant.
Yeah, shut it off, will you? What's the problem? Didn't work out like you thought it would? You can transfer bits and bytes of information, but you'll never transfer a soul. But Hollywood is out there. They're promoting this latest new invention of evil. I mean, come on. You don't need Jesus. You don't need God with salvation. You don't need to walk in aisle and receive Christ. Come on. That's fake news. When one body dies, either, hey, we'll be here for you. We'll pop your head off into somebody else. Or, hey, just download the contents of your brain. I mean, haven't you seen all the movies we've been putting out for you? And how many non-Christians would say, you know what, that would be awesome. And live forever. Yeah, you'll live forever. It's a place called, without God, called hell. It's never going to work. But that doesn't stop these guys. And you might be thinking, well, so what? So who cares? I mean, ultimately, Klaus Schwab and the gang, the elites, this is what they want to believe. I feel sad for them, whatever. But I don't have to worry about it. It doesn't concern me. Well, it should. Because they don't just believe this. They believe it's their duty to drag the rest of us along in this transhumanist plans and methods to alter humanity in their image as the elites. And I'm not the only one that's blowing the whistle on. You're getting non-Christians are starting to blow the whistle on. When you do the investigation, it's not just people in Vegas wearing wacky jackets. You expect some weird theories from them. I'm going to share with you a clip. This is Laura Logan. She's been a journalist since, the 90s. She even had worked at a time with Fox News. But she's being honest. And when you do the investigation, which we could if you really want to see what's going on, it's there. They tell us what they're going to do. But she came across it, and she's doing what she can to blow the whistle on what these guys are up to. They're not just going to genetically modify themselves, this transhumanist pipe dream, invent new ways of doing evil. They're going to do it to everybody. Okay, and she admits it on tape. It's not just me. Watch this.
And it's the question of human beings merging in some form with machines. And they're not talking about just merging your brain because, I mean, your body, right? Because you can get a bionic leg, a bionic arm. You can even get a bionic eye right now that's out, that's already available to consumers. So, but you're not just talking about the physical blending of your body. You're talking about the blending of your brain. And once you can get into your brain, I think we can all agree that the most private space in the world for any human being is what is happening in their thoughts and in their mind and in their heart and in their soul, all of which comes together in your brain. And so the fact that we are now faced with technology that interferes and invades that space, they need us to give it up willingly. We have to give it up willingly, because if we don't give it up willingly, they will never prevail. So that's the first key, is for people to know. Once you say, this is progress, we can't stop it, I surrender, it's over for you, right? And one of the things that I think is the most critical to understanding this is that they want to alter us as we are created. Then you have it doesn't matter whether it's consensual or not anymore. And we will be sold things. If you see, remember I said recognize those patterns, right? Private ownership is bad. Here's another thought that you will hear running through every single thing, lots of different ideologies. And that thought literally is that we can't stop this. They want you to think that we can't stop it, number one, and I don't believe that that's true. And number two, they'll tell you it's good for you. It's better for you in some way, and not only for you, but for humanity as a whole. And it's your responsibility as a good global citizen to do what is best for humanity as a whole. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Remember COVID? Remember the climate? Right? And what they are going to do, beyond what Elon Musk and Yuval Noah Harari and all of them are talking about there in that video, is they're going to now tell you the next step after that is that they can, using technology, bypass the part of the brain that gets human beings to do bad things. So the part of the brain that gets someone to murder someone or to hurt somebody or to hate somebody, they'll tell you with technology, if we bypass that part of the human brain, we can all live in a utopia where nobody suffers, nobody gets hurt, and so on. And guess what else is waiting for us in this utopia? Which, by the way, remember, utopia is essentially heaven. But this is heaven created by men on Earth, because they want to be the creator of everything. So they will create human bodies. They will create human soldiers. They will create human embryos. They will create life, i.e. they will become the creator. They will substitute for God. And not only that, but they will create a heaven on earth, which all of us can live in. And so essentially, what all of this comes back to, every single part of it, the reason I say that at the core of technology is the war on God, is because technology allows them to become gods. And Yuval Noah Harari says it. He says, we are on the verge of becoming, of acquiring divine power. That's an exact quote. But when he says we, I think it's really important for people to understand he doesn't mean you and me. It will not be all of us. They will have divine power.
And the rest of us get genetically modified. That survived the calling. Doesn't that sound like a wonderful utopia to you? Yeah. And if you're wondering, okay, well, for the survivors, what's their plan to modify them? Because remember, they're the elites, kings, and they need peasants. So here's what they're going to do to the peasants, right? And this is in print. This is their plans to make you a better worker bee for them. They want to give the people a bigger brain with software and memory updates to be able to handle more information, implanted ear wear, and eliminate Bluetooth headsets and smartphones. This goes directly into your brain, right? By the way, you ain't going to have time to flip through your phone or all that stuff. You work for them. A larger stomach genetically as well as a larger backside. What's that all about? Because you're going to be standing or sitting working for them all day. And so you need something to be able to house a lot more because have fun ever trying to go to the bathroom or anything of that nature. This is sick books. This is their version of Utopia. Smaller sex organs as human interaction reduces. You don't exist for yourself, what you want to do, pleasure. You exist for them. You're a cog in the wheel. Wonderful utopia, isn't it? Yeah, these guys are sick. Also, bionic implants for our hands that will make us able to perform tasks as fast as any machine. Again, you're just a worker bee for them, right? There's going to be a high-tech peasant. Red eyes from working all hours. Increased language skills to keep up with emerging economies and global working. Smart fingers with chips. Shocker. That aid work and implement security protocols. So again, chips in your brain, chips in your hand. What does that sound like? This is a version of Utopia. God called it out. It's called the Mark of the Beast system, right? This is crazy. And you think about it. Nobody in their right mind is going to go along with man's version of heaven on earth. By the way, what is that? That's just like Satan. Jesus, with the church coming back at the end of the seven-year tribulation, are going to set up utopia on the planet. It's called the millennial kingdom. Right. So here's Satan, isn't it just like him, to say, no, man will set up his own utopia, heaven on earth. You don't need that millennium thing. That's fake news. And that's what they're doing. But you're thinking, man, nobody's going to go along with this, right? I mean, who wants to have a larger stomach as it is, let alone backside, right? Right? Who wants to get, you know, them messing with the brain? Who wants to get genetically? Nobody's going to go along with it. I'm telling you, folks, the Hollywood, the propaganda has been working great. The church is out there what? Evangelizing, preaching God's truth, teaching all the Bible, including Bible prophecy, because God loves people, wants people to know. That's why nearly one third of the Bible is dealing with prophetic issues, because God wants people to know the future. So that if you're saved, finish strong. If you're not saved, get saved now. No, they're not doing that. Learn to be a better you. Be financially successful. All that baloney, right? So the lost have no clue what's coming. And so there's the Bible says that God has set eternity within our hearts. We know there's got to be more to life. And so that's what they're running for. They want to live forever. And the good news is we're all going to live forever. It's just either heaven or hell. And you only get to heaven through Jesus. But see, the church isn't out there doing it in mass. They're keeping their mouth shut on what these guys are doing, let alone everything else. And so the lost are backing up into this transhumanist propaganda machine with Hollywood and all this stuff. And they think this is awesome. It's literally become, listen, not just for Klaus and the gang, not just for Elon Musk and Ray Kurzweil and all these global elites, not just Jared Kushner. Saw that last time. Even the average Joe, this is their new religion. And you know what they call it? I'm not joking. They call it the Church of Perpetual Life. They use our terms. And you're not a Christian, you're what's called an immortalist. Watch this. Here's the new religion on the planet. Watch this.
We're here at the Church of Perpetual Life, the world's first transhumanist church. The parishioners here call themselves immortalists. They believe that science and technology are the key to extending human life with the ultimate goal of immortality, physical immortality.
Who says I have to die? Death is it shouldn't happen to anybody. It's not natural to die.
We feel the Creator intended for mankind to develop these technologies that will result in humans living for indefinite time periods. We are fighting against involuntary death and view immortality as the ultimate solution to every problem mankind faces.
More likely forever dumb. Because you're going to forever regret this. Right? It's turned into a new religion. I don't need God, I don't need Jesus, I don't need none of that stuff. The Church of Perpetual Life. You shouldn't have to die? Well, too bad. Right? Me personally, I've said it before. It's very profound. I'm going to try to make it the last thing I do. Takes a little bit. You'll get it. Put it in your pocket for later. Share it. I'll pull it out at lunch going, hey, I get that 3 hours later. Okay, but listen. You only got two options. You're going to die and either go to heaven through Jesus Christ or hell because you rejected him. Or if you're saved, we get to skip the death part and we go to be to heaven. That's it. But this is the rebellion. This is the satanic rebellion that's going on with the transhumanist movement. They got their plans. They got their methods. And now it's become a new religion because the church is not out there telling them there is a way out of this mess through Jesus Christ. It's not this lie, this counterfeit. And again, you might be still thinking, okay, so what? It still doesn't affect me. All right, so Klaus and the gang and all these guys, global elites, all this stuff, they believe in this transhumanist baloney. And there's even people, non-Christians out there that believe this is the new way of eternal life, okay? But listen, I am not going to let them genetically modify me against my will. Can we deal with the elephant in the room? Did you get the COVID shot? All four of those shots were genetic modifiers. All four of them. And I know some of you here are experiencing vaccine remorse because I've talked with you. And a lot of you didn't have the privilege of being in a position to have somebody love you enough to tell you the truth. But even if you still chose, listen, I'm not here to be mean or nasty. I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV. We're here to at least try to give you a fighting chance. Number one, if you're not saved, get saved now. That's your eternal hope is Jesus Christ. Number two, do whatever you can to build up your immune system because it just got ravaged. Right? Number three, it's a spike protein factory inside you now. And this is coming from the medical community who's brave enough to expose all this. So do what you can to stop the clotting because the spike proteins scar the blood cells by the billions, and it creates clots. Number three, some are saying, I'm not saying this is the cure-all, but some medical experts are saying there might be a way to get this out of your system, a detox. I encourage you to do that. And the reason why I do that is because it would be the meanest thing to keep my mouth shut, knowing that there are people who are experiencing vaccine remorse, and then I don't at least say, here's something to consider to help you out. And to keep my mouth shut when you could at least try something to reverse what happened, to me would be the most unchristian, ungodly, cruelest thing I could ever do. But they've also lied about those shots. All four of them were genetic modifiers. None of them were vaccines. They're all gene modifiers. And not just Moderna, modify RNA. That's what the term means. Not just Pfizer, but we saw before, even the J&J and the AstraZeneca. It was just a different form of genetic modifier. So if you got the shot, you got genetically modified. They lied to you. In fact, let's just remind us, lest we should forget how many times they lied to us. And this is just in 1 year during that time. I went back and I brought them all up. First of all, they said COVID's going to kill us all. Remember that? Well, that didn't happen. What's killing people is the shots, not COVID. Remember this? 15 days, it'll flatten the curve. You liar. Wearing masks is going to stop the whole thing. You liar. Just get the vaccine. It's all going to go away. You liar. Don't worry. We'll never mandate these things. You liar. Hey, we didn't purposely make this virus to be released on people. You liar. It's all out now. You made it. Fauci and the NIH and the Wuhan lab in China. No need to fear. Pfizer vaccine's got FDA approval. No, you lied about that. It never had it. The vaccine's our only hope. No, it wasn't. If you did get COVID, that had an extremely high percentage of success rate of surviving. There were known medicines like ivermectin and others that were out there that you could take and it got rid of it. But they suppressed that, suppressed the truth, right? You can trust our numbers. No, you lied through the whole thing. The vaccines are highly effective. No, they're not, okay? The vaccines produce great immunity. No, they don't. They actually spread COVID. The vaccines prevent COVID. No, they don't. You turned into a spike protein factory and you spread it COVID, right? Unvaccinated or harming vaccine. Remember that phrase that we went through? We were the ones who were the lepers who chose not to get that, right? And remember what the thing is? They've been promoting for years with the abortion, my body, my choice. What happened to that? Okay, but remember, they said, and it was actually the opposite, right? Again, hardly any deaths or adverse reaction to vaccines. They're still lying about that to this day, right? We should never lie about, we would never lie about the deaths or the harmful side effects. That's all you're doing still to this day. Oh, don't worry, it's safe for the kids, and now kids are dropping like flies. That was just in 1 year. And there's a ton more. But I share that. Listen, lest we forget how many times we were lied to. This whole thing has been a lie. A planned lie. So it's called a plandemic. But another thing that now it's finally come out that they lied to was the other ingredients that were inside those shots. Not just the gene editing technology, but something called graphene oxide. And this just happened recently, confirmed. If you were part of our studies, we blew the whistle on this a couple years ago, but we're the wackos who wear wacky jackets, so don't listen to us, they said. But now, only because of a U.S. federal court order, they had to admit. They also lied that inside these shots contain something called graphene oxide. And you're saying, okay, what's that? And I quote, graphene oxide is a well-known nanomaterial that has conductive properties. Wait a minute, wait a second. So do you mean that, let's say they could push a button and send out an electronic signal, and then the nanotechnology now inside of you, it could trigger a response? Yes. And that's what other medical experts are saying is another thing they lied to us. I'm telling you, folks, invent new ways of doing evil, suppressing the truth by their wickedness. These guys are evil. But listen to what other medical doctors are saying they put in those shots. Let's take a look at that.
Exclusive breaking news. Scientists have delivered exclusively to you evidence, proof of nanotechnology inside of these bioweapon shots.
Yes, Stu, it's an Australian first. As you know, Australia is under extreme medical tyranny, and particularly with our medical professionals, they don't speak up. This is very rare for Australia. So they contacted me. They wanted to bring this information out. They've been researching it for some time. They told me that they have not been able to sleep. Now, what we've found in these vaccines is undeniable. I mean, they're not vaccines. I don't want to call them that anymore. It's right. Undeniably graphene oxide. It's undeniably graphene oxide. It's shocking. It's shocking, Stu. And it just confirms what other experts around the world are finding under the microscope. This was dark field microscopy, but it all of the images, though they look different, they are confirming the same thing. This is graphene oxide. This is nanotechnology inside of people in order to change what it means to be human. I mean, these people want us to be walking cyborgs, for goodness sake.
Yeah, they do. They want us to be anything but the image of God, which is how we were created.
Right. What appears to be coming down the pipeline is that what has been introduced within the vaccines as we know them, the COVID vaccines, regardless of the type, they have introduced into individuals through these vaccines and the subsequent boosters other components. We have all heard of some of these components. There's talk about the nanotechnology. There's, of course, the spike protein. There are all these different things that have been found. There's been the graphene oxide, graphene hydroxide. There's been all sorts of different things that have been found within these vaccines, and still things that we haven't discovered. I had suspicions that they're introducing something into the vaccines that are designed to cause a detrimental effect at a time when they want the detrimental effect to take place, meaning that it's almost like a sleeper cell within your own body. It's there, you don't know it's there, there's no effect from it, but then it can be called upon or triggered based upon any type of signal or chemical or maybe two inert, relatively innocuous ingredients, but when they come together, they cause something to happen, and that would be the trigger, if you will, that would cause these sleeper cells within your body to awaken. Now, I've felt that for a long time, in fact, even before COVID, that there were things that were being introduced into our bodies that shouldn't be introduced into our bodies. But now we have confirmation of this, and there's going to be a payload with some type of pathogen that will be activated by a sequence of 5G bursts, and these will be basically off of 16 to 18 gigahertz frequency, and it will be essentially three bursts that will be sequential and last a minute. And those will be designed, that those bursts will actually create a signal that will release this payload that is within the hydrogel component of the vaccines.
Invent new ways of doing evil. Suppress the truth. Who would do this? People working for Satan, transhumanists, whatever you want to call it. People who believe it's their duty to do this to humanity. By the way, that was Dr. Rashid Batar. And he was on the front lines with the rest of us blowing the whistle on this early on. And you know what he got from the transhumanists? They killed him. This just recently happened. Watch this.
I think that the COVID vaccine is very effective at what it was designed for, perhaps, but it's not preventing death, certainly not.
It's not preventing death?
No. People don't die from COVID. You've already seen the data. So why are we getting a vaccine that causes more deaths than the problem itself?
6.34 billion doses of this vaccine have been given. If you're right, people be dropping dead all around this whole...
It's not orchestrated to do that. Each vaccine has been geared up. So you can look at the ingredients of the vaccines themselves. It's all been published. We already see thousands of people dying. This Delta variant is all vaccine injury. I mean, the CDC's own data is showing that now.
I don't want to be part of this mass genocide that I see happening.
And I think that what's going on right now will be remembered as a worse time in history compared to what World War II happened.
You are raising doubt about a vaccine.
I hope I am, because I hope more people take heed of the warning that is necessary.
You think I'm vaccinated, right? You think I have a time bomb in me and I'm going to die?
Well, I hope not, but I'll be happy to meet you in 3 years and then see how you're doing.
But you think that's possible?
I think that it's probable.
I mean, I don't even know where to begin with this guy, but how I'm stunned that he still has a license. But I mean, this is just incredible, the stuff that this guy is saying.
This guy is disinforming patients he doesn't even know or meet, and that is the problem.
We have some stunningly heartbreaking news to share with you this morning, that our colleague, our friend, and truly distinguished CNN journalist Drew Griffin passed away in the last 24 hours.
For God's sake, this is changing the planet, and every scientist and every doctor that knows this to be a facade needs to open their mouth and speak.
If you were here yesterday, you heard the tragic news about Dr. Rashid Batar, one of the so-called disinformation dozen. Yeah, that's because he was one of the fiercest fighters against COVID lockdowns and fake bioweapon vaccine mandates. You know, the press did everything that they could to caricature Dr. Batar as a lunatic, someone who belonged in an insane asylum rather than in clinics or on health podcasts. Well, now Dr. Batar is dead, died suddenly, still in his 50s. The official reason is a stroke, but we have reason to believe that it was something else. Many people think that Dr. Batar may have been poisoned. You know, before his death, Dr. Batar gave an interview on CNN, and immediately afterwards, he said that he believed that he had been poisoned with a dosage equal to, in his words, quote, 200 times what is inside the vaccinations. Thanks to this poisoning, Dr. Batar had to spend several months in the ICU. They lied about Dr. Batar religiously and repeatedly. They defamed him. They even tried to label him as a psychopath. And once they had done all of that, it looks like they may have had him killed.
Why? Can't have people blowing the whistle on your plans and these methods, your man-made version of utopia for the betterment of the planet. Sick. Mass murderers, megamaniacs. You hear me say it all the time. That's what's going on. And as we close, you might still be at the bottom of this saying, you know what? I ain't got nothing to worry about from these guys, their plans, their methods, transhumanists, because you know what? I didn't get that COVID shot. And you really think that these guys don't have a plan for the rest of us? Let's expose that. This is why for years they've been collecting our individual DNA. They're creating databases, and you're going to see why, and it's not good. What was shocking was, I've been sitting on this video that I'm going to show you for about 6 months now, And I had somebody from West Virginia send it to me. And I was like, man, are you kidding me? This, and if I would have seen this in print, I still probably would have hesitated. But I got the video. This is Benjamin Netanyahu. And he now admits that he on purpose, during the COVID pandemic, cut a deal with Pfizer so that all his people, the Jewish people, could be a lab test for Pfizer. He said that was just step one with Pfizer. He now is working on getting all individual DNA samples from the Jewish people and then handing that over to Pfizer on tape. Man, of all people who should know to do experiments on, the Jewish people, watch this. This is crazy.
We came out of COVID first. I described that in my book, My Conversations with Albert Bourla of Pfizer. And I persuaded him to give tiny Israel the necessary vaccines to get us out first from the COVID. And the reason I could do that is because we have a database, 98%, a medical database. 98% of our population has digitized medical records and little card. And anywhere you go in any hospital in Israel, north, south, doesn't make any difference. Boom, you punch it in and you know everything about this patient for the last 20 years. I said, we'll use that to tell you whether these vaccines, what do they do to people, not individual people, not with their individual identities, but statistically, what does it do to people with, meningitis? What does it do to people with high blood pressure? What is it? You know, you want to know that. So Israel became, if you will, the lab for Pfizer. That's a database we have. I intend to bring on that base, database of medical, personal medical records for entire population, a genetic database, genomes, okay? Give me a saliva, a sample, volunteer. But I'm sure most people would do it. Maybe we'll pay them. Now we have a genetic record on a medical record. This is a very powerful engine. Now let pharma companies, let medical companies, let them run algorithms on this database.
And do what with it? You'll see in a second. I almost could not believe this unless I saw it on tape. I'm sitting there going like, shades of Hitler, World War II, of all people who should know better. And what was his words? You want, remember going through that whole time? Israel was on the front lines. Israel was the most vaccinated. Why? He just admitted why. Because he cut a deal with Pfizer. He cut a deal with Pfizer. What did he say? That the Jewish people could be a lab, a laboratory experiment for Pfizer. But he wasn't done. He says, what's the next layer, the next step? That was just step one. Now we're going to get everybody of the Jewish people their individual DNA sample. And did you see the technique? It was the same thing they tried to get people to do the shots. If you don't volunteer, then would you like some fries? How about some donuts? We'll enter you into the lottery. Remember that baloney?
Yes.
The same thing. But this time, we want your individual DNA to create a database for Big Pharma to use. It's not just Israel. The other alarming thing is China. China now, because of the COVID pandemic and other methods, they now have a global DNA database on all of us, by and large. And COVID helped them to put all that together. And you're going like, well, what's China going to use it for? Well, you'll see in a second. But watch this. China has got our DNA. This is crazy.
If China is using Zoom to stifle dissent, it is using testing kits to create a global gene data bank, meaning China is collecting your genetic data. Brace for the next privacy scandal. And this is not a far-fetched idea. China is doing it already. It has been doing it for a while, using genetic data against its own minorities. What is to stop Beijing from using it against the world next?
China says it is helping the world fight Wuhan virus with test kits and medical supplies. First, the test kits were faulty. And now the world has spotted another catch. China's test kits are a tool. A tool to help China compile genetic data. Beijing is creating a massive DNA database. the world should be ready for the next privacy scandal.
China's efforts to collect DNA of the world's population have been determined. I mean, they're not only collecting Chinese people's DNA, but they're collecting DNA of everybody else. So, for instance, they've been buying up American companies that have DNA profiles. Also, they subsidize the DNA analysis. So if you go to an ancestry company, chances are that it is actually a Chinese business that is looking at your DNA. And that, of course, can be shoveled on to the Chinese central government or Communist Party. Also, there's been hacking. We know that China hacked Anthem, which is America's second largest insurance company. That was discovered in January 2015. So there's so many different ways that China is collecting the DNA to make probably the world's biggest database of DNA of people on the planet. At the same time that China's collecting the DNA of Americans and other foreigners, it is doing its best to prohibit the transfer of the DNA of Chinese to foreign researchers. And that means we've got to be extremely concerned, because that is not consistent with a country that wants to cooperate with the rest of the world. That is consistent with a country developing biological weapons that targets certain ethnic or racial groups.
Oh, if Hitler had this technology, he wouldn't have had to spend so much finances and work and manpower on the concentration camps, the gassing and the murdering. He could have done it with releasing a bioweapon. You can take out a whole race of people. It's a perfect weapon. And boy, did we get duped. Where'd all this start? With the help of, unfortunately, our own government, Fauci, the NIH, China. Who's the one that provided all the masks and the test kits and the swabs? China. And it's come out, guess what? Yeah, not just the tests, but even the swabs were a way for them to get our DNA. We got duped. And then you're thinking, well, what would they do with that? They can now take out a whole swath of people. Hitler's eugenics program on steroids. A whole race, gone. Release another bioweapon, and we know they released the last one. It's finally out there on tape. So release a new one, and it only takes out a slice of people on the planet. Not only that, because it's our individual DNA, they could take out any individual, you know, like a Dr. Batar. It's the perfect murder weapon. And there's think tanks out there already saying this is the new way of warfare. Individualized bioweapons. Watch this. They admit it on tape.
So you can't have a discussion about this without talking about privacy commercial data and the protection of commercial data, because expectations of privacy have degraded over the last 20 years. You know, young folks actually have very little expectation of privacy. That's what the polling and the data show. And people will very rapidly spit into a cup and send it into 23andMe and get really interesting data about their background. And guess what? Their DNA is now owned by a private company and can be sold off with very little intellectual property protection or privacy protection. And we don't have legal and regulatory regimes to deal with that. So we have to have an open and public discussion, and this is going to have to be a political discussion, about what does the protection of healthcare information, DNA information, and your data look like, because that data is actually going to be procured and collected by our adversaries for the development of these systems. So to be clear, I think one of the things we're talking about here is that there are now weapons under development and developed that are designed to target specific people. Right, that's what this is, where you can actually take someone's DNA, take their medical profile, and you can target a biological weapon that will kill that person.
You know, like Dr. Batar or anyone, or any race of people, any slice of people that you don't like or gets in your way. And now you know why I call these guys sick, satanic, mass murdering megalomaniacs. I don't hesitate to say that, because the Bible is very clear where this is all coming from. They're emulating their father, the devil. The whole system is built on lies and murders. And Jesus said this of Satan, John 8:44, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. Klaus Schwab and the gang, transhumanists, lie. Well, how do we know that? Because here's the two things you're going to build it on. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth. For there is no truth in him. And when he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of all lies. This is their inspiration. This is why they built the whole thing on lies. This is why the whole thing is built on mass murdering people, because they work for Satan. I didn't say it, Jesus did. But he also said this. It's also a sign that he's getting ready to come back, because he's going to have the last word on this. Matthew 24:37. As it was in the days of Noah, Jesus said, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. What should we expect when Jesus Christ is getting ready to come back? You're going to see a repeat of the days of Noah, the last time when they rebelled against God and tried to hybridize humanity out into non-humans. It's being repeated today, right? And that's why Jesus said this. Hey, man, when these things begin to take place, what do? You need to stand up, Christian. Lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Right? I believe all this is going to culminate eventually into the seven-year tribulation, which is why Jesus said it's the worst time in the history of mankind. So horrible that if God didn't shorten the time frame, i.e. keep it to 7 years, the entire human race would be destroyed. That's what they want to do. But God's going to step in. Right? But that's the seven-year tribulation. We leave prior. So what's the point? Christian, we're in crunch time. This is the final hour. We don't know the day nor the hour. But all this just translates, listen, our departure has got to be near. So what do? Goof off? Live for this wicked world system? Right? Glorify this evil and rottenness? No! You finish strong. We have the privilege to tell people, listen, this is not only what's coming. Let me tell you some good news. There's one way out. Just like there was only one door in Noah's Ark, there's another one-way, wooden way out. It's the cross of Christ. And nothing else matters at this point. So we need to translate this as excitement that Christ is getting ready to come back and get us. And two, I need to finish strong and tell people to get into the ark of Jesus Christ. That's it. And we win. We're going to a place beyond our wildest dream that is not a satanic reversal of what Jesus will bring. He will bring utopia to the planet. It's called the Millennial Kingdom. But you don't get there by being genetically modified. You get there by being born again through Jesus. Amen. And if you're here today, you're watching, and you're still not saved, what in the world are you waiting for? What has God got to do to grab a hold of your heart? He's reaching out to you saying, please, please, I've done all the work. All you got to do is receive my son, Jesus, your Savior. It's his death on the cross. And that alone that will forgive you of all your sins. And God will adopt you into his forever family, and you are his, and he'll take care of you, both now and forevermore. Why would you resist that? Flee from this wicked world system. Run to Christ, but don't delay, because tomorrow could be too late. Amen. Well, hi, this is Billy Crone of Get a Life Ministries, and I hope you were blessed with this study. But in closing, let me ask you one final question. If you were to die today, are you sure that you go to heaven and not hell? Before you answer that, let me share a couple things that the Bible says. Did you know that the Bible says that God is holy and that we are not? And the wages of our sin or unholiness is death? In other words, we deserve to die and go straight to hell and be separated from God for all eternity. This is the great cosmic dilemma. God, who is holy and we are not, how can we have a relationship with him? The two will never mix. Now, to make matters worse, we don't even want to admit this, even though God already knows he's God. And so God, out of love, gave us something called the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments were not something to just memorize or stick on your wall or give the appearance of being a religious person. The Ten Commandments were God's divine x-ray, if you will, into our heart and soul to reveal this truth that we need to admit. And that is this, that God is holy and that we are not. We are disqualified for heaven. So let's take a look at that divine x-ray that God's trying to get us to realize. The Ten Commandments, the ninth one says, you shall not bear false witness. That's lying. Okay. How many guys have ever told a lie? Raise your hand. Okay. Well, if you didn't raise your hand, you just did. You just told a lie, because we've all done that. Well, that makes us a liar. Another Ten Commandment says that you shall not steal. Don't ever take anything without permission. How many of you guys have ever done that? Well, you guys already said you're a bunch of liars. All of our hands should have went up on that one. And for being honest, God already knows. Folks, we've all taken something. We've stolen something, right? That makes us a thief. Another Ten Commandments says that you shall not use the Lord's name in vain. He's not just holy, even his name is holy. Hey, folks, let's be honest. If you can believe it, even the name of Jesus Christ has been turned into a common cuss word. Well, the Bible says that's a sin of blasphemy. Now we're a blasphemer. The Bible says you shall not commit adultery. And Jesus said, here's his standard. Even if you look at another person with lust in your eye, you committed adultery in your heart. Wow, so now we're an adulterer. The Bible says you shall not murder. And you might think, well, hey, at least I haven't done that one. Really? Again, the Bible says that the sin of hatred, wishing somebody was dead, okay, that's the same thing. It's akin to the sin of murder. It's just you pulled the trigger in your heart, but God sees the heart. Hey, folks, that's just 5 out of 10. How are you doing? You still think you're going to get to heaven on your own? You still think that you're qualified, that you're holy like God, and you could bridge the gap and have a relationship with him forever? I don't think so. I mean, what did we just see? You're going to stand before God, and so am I. We all are. And we're going to have to give an account for who we are. Hey, God, let me in. I'm a liar. I'm a thief. I'm a blasphemer. I'm an adulterer. I'm a murderer. And the scripture is very clear, folks. Such people as these will not inherit the kingdom of God. We're in trouble. But folks, here's the good news. The Bible says that if we would just admit that, that's the first step, to admit that God is holy, that I'm disqualified for heaven, I need a Savior. If we would admit that and then ask for the Savior to save us. That's what God was doing with Jesus. God gave us his son, Jesus Christ. He took the death penalty in our place so that we could be completely forgiven of everything we've ever done and be made holy through Jesus so that we can now have a relationship with God both here and now and forever in heaven. We can become qualified. The word that the Bible uses is a word called pardon, that God is willing to pardon us of all of our sins and crimes that we've committed against him and disqualified us for heaven, right? And we've actually seen this work in real life. For instance, there's been people who have committed crimes, gone to court, the gavel's been passed, the judge has said, hey, listen, we all know you're guilty, you even admit you're guilty, and for your crimes, you're going to not just jail, you're going to await in jail to go to the death penalty. And did you know that there actually is a way that somebody could get off of death row? It's called a pardon. The one in the authority, the governor, can grant what's called a pardon for that person's crimes, and they literally can go free. Not because of something they did, because the deeds are already done, you can't undo it. Not because they tried to clean up their act while they were stuck in the jail cell, because that doesn't change anything. But simply out of mercy, the person who has the authority can give them a pardon, and they can go free. And did you know it's actually on historical record that there have been people who have been granted a pardon from the death penalty and they've refused to take it? And so even though the offer was there to be set free, they themselves still had to go to the death penalty. Folks, in a nutshell, that's what God's doing every single day with all of us this side of heaven. While you still have breath, you still have an opportunity to receive God's pardon. He's willing to forgive you of all your sins if you would just receive his pardon through Jesus Christ. Again, that's what he was doing on the cross. The cross was the death penalty of the day. But since we weren't there, and since we can't earn it, it's a gift from God, you have to receive that by faith. Reach out even today from your own spiritual jail cell, if you will, and say yes to Jesus and God's pardon, so that you can be set free and go to heaven. The Bible says that if you will confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the grave, you will be saved. Hey, folks, if that's you, don't delay. You may not even have tomorrow. Today could be your last day. Please accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Confess with your mouth he is Lord. Believe in your heart that God has raised him from the grave. And the Bible says you will be saved. Well, this has been Billy Crone of Get a Life Ministries. If there's anything that we could do for you, our information and number will come up here shortly. And please don't hesitate to contact us. But remember, I hope to see you in heaven. God bless.